Okay, can we make a little room right here so I can set this out there? You want to sit over just a little bit? There we go. There, good, excellent, thank you. Then you can all see a little better, okay? Good morning, children. It's a blessing to be here this morning. And just this morning, I had to think, and then Steve was saying the same thing, of how holy God is, how powerful God is, and that we should be very careful, realizing that God is a holy God. We are in His presence. On this earth, we are in His presence. And He is in control of things on this earth. And He's a powerful God. I appreciated His prayer that this morning we would see what God wants us to see. And that we would honor Him for that. This morning we want to talk a bit about life. Life by God, and life, we can, there's a lot of different things about life, but there's some basics. We want to look at about four different levels of life, and the last two are going to be by far the most important. There is in the one song, I don't know, do you remember that song, Our God, He is Alive? And in the third verse, it says something about, secure is life from mortal mind. God holds the germ within His hand. Though man may search, they cannot find, for God alone does understand. How many of you understand how a seed grows? What makes a seed grow? What's in a seed that makes it grow? What's in an egg that makes a chick? We want to look at that a little bit this morning. In fact, scientists have a problem when they study this. They know what life does. They know the result of it. But they have a problem actually saying what life is. Now in that song it calls it a germ. And we're going to call it that this morning too. When you think of a germ, what do you usually think of? Your mom tell you about germs? What's about germs? Are they nice? Are they good usually? No, right? They're usually dirty germs that can make us sick. Well, there's also good germs. And life is one of those. A good germ. A germ is something that is something that produces something. It's the origin or the basis for something. I know you don't understand those words, but it's something that is the basis. It's the start of something that makes something. Now, you'll see that a little bit better as we look at some seeds and stuff like that. I have with me a couple of things here. Here's some wheat seeds. Here's some wheat seeds. How many of you know what wheat looks like? You know seeds of wheat? There they are, just dry. Okay, and you can send them down through there. And that way, just hold them up a bit so those in front and back, if you can see them. They're just dry wheat seeds. And they can be that way for years. And they just stay that way. But you know what happens when we take wheat seeds and put some water to them? Wednesday morning, this was about just about an inch and a half of wheat in that jar. So we put some water on it, let them soak, then drained it. You do it properly. And there is that wheat seed. I should have taken it out here sooner and put it in a Ziploc or something so you can see. But there are those wheat seeds that have now sprouted. And if we could plant them, I can't even get them out there decent now. If we could plant them, they would grow to nice tall wheat. You can look at that. Again, you just pass it down through. You can't all see. I have them sitting in the back, then you can look at them afterwards. And I missed a little something I meant to say first. That's one level. Let's go back a notch, and you can pass that down. There's a real basic form of life. Very basic. This thing here is made from things that God made, and man put it together. So is that pulpit. So is that wall. And we say those things aren't moving. But inside, what this is made of is all the way down to little atoms. And I know you won't understand that. Someday in school you'll understand that better. But I'd like for you to know that this is made out of little itsy-bitsy things that are moving. They have little neutrons, protons, and electrons that are spinning around each other at a very, very fast speed, over millions of times in a millionth of a second. that's made of. Okay? God keeps those things going at just that speed, at the right speed, so that product is plastic. And that product is wood. So God keeps those going at just that right speed. If God would say, hey, I'm going to leave and I'm going to take my presence away from this, and those things would be on their own and they'd spin out of control, this thing would blow up. So in that sense, God gives this life. He keeps it going, and he keeps it what he made it to be in the first place. Wood is made of wood, and those atoms are just right to make wood. The curtains, whatever's in those curtains, those atoms are just right to make that kind of product. So that's something to think about. So that's the most basic form of life. Then the second one, which I got ahead of myself a little bit, the second one would be in the seed, where God put a germ of life in that seed. Scientists have taken the seed apart. They've looked at it. They can see all kinds of stuff. But they cannot figure out what life really is in that seed. They can sit in that seed for years and not do anything. And all at once, put in the right condition, the right place, it starts to grow. And then we have those sprouts. And actually, last night came past a wheat field that was just harvested and had not been expected to get these. Take a look at these. So we have that seed. Pass that on now. We have that seed that was planted and then sprouted. Take a look at it. Pass it down. And guess what? As they grow, you want to look at it? As they grow, they become a full-grown plant. And now we have not just one seed anymore, but I tried to count some of these on here a little bit. And I think there's somewhere between 30 and 50 seeds on each one of these. Now remember, that started from that dry seed that we looked at first in that bag. Seemed like it had no life, but in that seed was a little germ of life that when it was put in the ground, it grew. It grew, became a plant, and now there's more seed. You see those fuzzies on that wheat? I think that's called bearded wheat, maybe. But so there, that seed, that little bit of life, started up and produced something more. Scientists can take that seed and they can alter some things in it. In fact, that little seed had all the directions in it so that when it grows and sprouts, that it becomes a head of wheat like this. All the directions in it. It had the instructions there to put these little fuzzies on there and to make it what I think is bearded wheat. It had the instructions on how to shape it, on what kind of wheat. There's a winter wheat, there's a summer wheat, there's a hard wheat, there's a soft wheat. All those instructions were in there, so when it grew, it became just exactly what that seed, the directions were in it, the directions that God put in that seed. Let's look at it. Okay, here's another item, though. Now let's look at this. There's a piece of bread. That has wheat in it probably, right? So if I plant this now, would I get wheat? Or would I get a bread bush maybe? No. But would I get wheat? Why not? What happened? Why not? It's got wheat in it. Why wouldn't that grow wheat? The wheat's ground up, and that little germ of life has been disturbed in such a way that it died and it was killed, okay? And then it was heated. And so that little germ of life is not in here anymore. It's gone. So we can't make it, but we can destroy it. Or we can plant it and watch it grow. Let's go to another one. Here's an ear of corn. First of all, let's look at the kernel. There's a little kernel of corn. Okay? Again, looks just very dead, doesn't it? Dry and dead. But guess what? In that seed is a germ of life. You put this in the ground, in the dirt, get some water on it, and sure enough, this will open up and start growing. And you get a nice big stalk of corn. Like this. And a lot bigger. Look at all the roots on there. And this is just a small one. And you've seen some around that's big. I saw some this morning. Had ears on it already. But in that little kernel of corn were all the directions to grow this plant. Remember, we were just looking at this little kernel a little bit ago. But God made that kernel. Only God can make that kind of life. Man can't do it. Awesome, powerful, wonderful God. And so there's that plant of corn. Look at the roots. And some of these even tore off. It was kind of dry when I pulled it out. Long roots that go down there and find water. And they get what they need to grow. And then all the directions are there in that kernel to tell it how to grow, how tall to grow. You can get corn that's taller. They usually use it for silage, to put in the silos, or maybe shorter, or corn that will make more ears, bigger ears. It's all kinds of corn. But they choose the right kernel with the right directions in for the kind of corn they want. Then when they plant that corn, they get the kind of corn that kernel said. Now, when they plant a kernel of corn, is there any danger that they'll get an oak tree instead? No. So when they plant that whole field full of corn, there's no danger that it's going to be a field full of oak trees, right? It's just not, because God put in that little kernel the directions in that germ of life, directions to grow corn, okay? Then when that corn grows up, it produces an ear of corn. This isn't a very big, nice one. The farmers are laughing at me probably for this little one, but that's all I had. But it produces an ear of corn. And I don't know how many hundred kernels are on an ear of corn. Probably somebody could tell me, what does a big ear have in kernels? Between 700 and 800 kernels of corn from just one. Remember, we planted just one. And from that one kernel, we get 700 to 800. But that kernel has to, again, and it can be like this for years. And then you put it in the ground, and that starts it growing. It becomes activated, we call it. But it starts growing, and it becomes a stalk, first of all, with just the right directions to become the right kind of stalk that the directions in here, and then the kind of corn. How many of you have seen Indian corn where it's all different colors? You've seen that, right? That's because within that kernel of that Indian corn, it has the directions to put color to it. Let's switch gears a little bit. We've looked at wheat. We've looked at corn. Now, let's see here. I have here an egg. If I can open this without breaking the egg. There we go. Here's an egg. All right. So, this egg has in it the germ of life also. So if I want more eggs, do I plant this and then get an egg tree or something? No? You're saying that? You're saying no, okay? We can break it open, and then we have the white and the yolk of an egg. Can I plant that and get something? No. Well, how come we can plant seeds but not eggs, okay? So let's take it a step further. There's some baby chicks. Joe and Kenosha's baby chicks. How do I get more chicks? You say I can't plant the egg. Do I plant the chicks? Doesn't work either, does it? What do I do to get more chicks? Do I? I got eggs, okay, I have to get eggs to get more chicks. And then what I do with the eggs? Put them in an incubator, okay? There's a couple different ways. We can do our own kind of incubator. Or what's the kind of incubator God made to begin with? The chicken, the hen, right? The hen can sit on them, warm it up, get it just the right temperature. I think it's right around 101 degrees, 101 and a half maybe. And just keep it right there. And something happens. Now, do you see a chick, any sign of a chick in that egg, if I can hold it still, you see any sign of a chick in that egg any sign of life? No. But you know what? That germ of life is in there. And all it needs is the right conditions, and it starts growing. Now, what do you think? Okay, just one other thing maybe on that. When that chick starts hatching, we may think that it's the yellow part that becomes a chicken, but it's not actually. It's the chicken will actually grow around the yolk, and the yolk becomes its food. The chicken, the little chick grows around the yolk, then it becomes its food, and for the first day or a couple days, it actually lives off the yolk. So the germ of the chicken is in the white part of the egg, I believe. So we can't plant it. We say we have to hatch it. That's interesting because that tells me that God has different ways of making this germ of life start growing. And that's interesting. God has a lot of creativity like that, doesn't he? He's got a lot of variety, lots and lots of variety. But always there has to be that germ, that little bit of life there. And we can't see it. We looked at this, we can't see it. We look at that dried wheat, we can't see it. We look at these kernels of corn, we can't see it. We can't make it. Only God can make that germ of life. And he can make it grow. We can't make it grow. We can put it in the right conditions so it grows, but it's still God making it grow. And remember we said we can destroy it. What if I break this egg open? Actually, once it's out of the shell, it's not going to hatch anymore, right? It's not going to work. And so that destroys that germ of life. Or I can take the egg and make an omelet or something out of it. It destroys that germ of life, right? It will no more hatch. So we can destroy it, but we can't make it. And so when you put that egg in an incubator, or when Mama Hen sits on it, does she have to worry at all that this egg might hatch out a horse? No danger of that? She doesn't have to worry that she'll wake up one morning and she's got a horse under her? Not at all, does she? Why not? Tell me, this germ of life, what's there about this germ of life in here that it's not going to make a horse, but a baby chick? Remember what I said? It's got what in it? That germ of life has what in it to make it a chick? Did we say it had the directions in it so that when it hatches, it makes a chick? Now, those chicks look like they're going to be white, but some eggs, this brown egg, would probably hatch out brown chickens because that germ of life has the directions in it that tell it to make a brown chicken and lay brown eggs. Now, there's some that will make a multicolored chicken that will lay green eggs, and there's all kinds like that. A robin egg will make a robin, right? Because that germ of life inside that egg has the directions to do just that. It says in Colossians 1:17 that he is before all things, and in him all things consist. Everything depends on God to keep it alive and to make it work. That germ depends on God. God put the directions there. We can't live without God. We can't even blink our eyes except that God made it possible for that. And in Acts 17:28 it says, in him we live and move and have our being. It's all because of him. And this is what I want us to understand. Two things to understand this morning. The fact that God only can make life, and then the most important kind of life. So those are, okay, there's a few more here, something to look at. There's a bolt, right? Most of you know what a bolt is, or a screwdriver, okay? If I plant this bolt, am I going to get a bolt tree? No? Or this screwdriver, is it going to make a screwdriver bush? So I can't go out and pick screwdrivers or bolts. What's missing? Why can't I? What's missing in here? doesn't have the germ of life, does it? It has that very basic form of life that we talked about at the very beginning. God holds it together, but it's not going to grow and make others. In fact, somebody has to make this at a factory, and then you probably need to go to an Ace Hardware to get some, okay? But those are things that are made from things that God made, but they don't have that germ of life in them, like an egg or a seed does. Let's look at level number three. We talked about the very basic kind of life that just holds things together, like this and the bolt and the screwdriver. Then we talked about the life, level two, that's in a seed or in an egg, that when it's activated, when it's started, it grows something of its own kind. Remember, the Bible talks about producing of its own kind. Level number three is this. When God made everything else on the earth, he just spoke it into being. He said, let there be light, let there be plants, let there be animals, and they were there, right? And they were living. When he made Adam, the first man, how did he make Adam? Did he just say, let there be Adam? No, he didn't say that. How did he do it? He made him out of dust. He formed him out of dust. And so there was Adam laying there, still not living though, right? Just laying there made out of dust. How did God put life into Adam? How did God put life into Adam? Yes. Breathed into his nostrils. Somebody can finish that verse? What did he breathe into his nostrils? The breath of life. Okay, he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. So what kind of life does God have? Tell me this, when was God born? Somebody tell me when God was born? Somebody want to tell me? You're looking at me funny, okay? Never. He was never born. Which means that God always was, right? Is God ever going to die? No. So God always was, and God always will be. When he breathed into Adam his own breath, Adam came to life. Adam had a beginning. He came to life, but when God put that kind of breath into Adam, that kind of life into Adam, it made Adam a person that would never die. He's going to always be alive somewhere. His body won't always be alive like this, but he will be alive. He gave Adam, and we are the offspring of Adam, so we have a soul and a spirit. We will live forever somewhere. These baby chicks, are they going to live forever somewhere? No. See, that's where we're different. It's an additional level of life. Those chicks, when they die and go back to the dust and that's it. But God made us that we will live forever somewhere, either in heaven or in hell. But we're going to go on forever somewhere. That's level number three, I call it. Let's go to level number four. Jesus came to die on the cross. In John 3:16, it says, how many know John 3:16? Okay? Let's see if we can say it together, loud and clear. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. What do you think that means? Is that life just like a chicken? Or like a plant? No, it's not. He says that he sent Jesus. We had sin. Remember I said that we have the possibility, since we're eternal, the possibility of going to heaven or hell. Well, because of sin, we were all headed to hell. God said, that's not what I want for you. He said, I'm going to send Jesus to come and give you that level four of life. Make it possible to have that level four of life. That is simply this. And he says somewhere else that, I am come that ye might have life. Jesus says that, I'm come that ye might have life. That's more than just life, like a chicken or a corn plant or a wheat plant. It's more than that. But he wants us to have that highest level of life so we don't need to go to hell. We're going to be somewhere, forever somewhere. Not in this body. The Ray Bond trigger. is going to be somewhere. Adam and Eve today are still somewhere. They're still living, their soul and their spirit. Adam and Eve are very much conscious, and they are somewhere. We don't understand all of that, how it will be until the end time, but there will be, there is a heaven and a hell that we'll go to. That highest level of life is when we do it God's way, when we follow God's instructions. And He's given us those instructions in the Bible, and He's given us the Holy Spirit to help us understand that. That's the highest level of life, and that's what He wants for us. He wants us now. He wants us to follow His instructions now. Then He wants us in heaven with Him someday. So let's, as our mom and dads help us understand, teach us, and as you grow older, you'll understand more of that. But let's listen to them as they show us that. Let's just real quickly, we talked about the very basics that keep things together so they don't fly apart. Then we talked about level two, and that's the germ in the seed or the egg that makes it grow. Level three is that God gave us that kind of life more than the plants and animals have, that we're going to live somewhere forever. We are eternal. And level four is that when we do it God's way, that's called life. When we do it Satan's way, that's called death, because it will go to hell someday. It will take us to hell someday if we do it His way. Then the Bible says the wages or the outcome of sin is death. And that means it'll have to go Satan's way if it's not repented of. But God wants us to have life. And that ultimate, that highest level of life. Thanks for listening. Let's remember that. God is the only one that can make or give life. Man can't do it. They'd like to figure it out. And they've spent billions of dollars trying to figure it out. But they can't do it. Never been able to do it. There's a song. And they're going to play it pretty soon. And then we can all sing along. I think it's one we know fairly well. But we can sing along. Again, that song I talked about in the beginning, that there is a God. And remember, in that third verse, notice especially, it says that man would like to know what life is, but God holds the secret of that germ in His hand. Someday when we get to heaven, we can understand that, and He'll help us know that. That'll be beautiful. And let's pray, and then we'll go back to our parents. Father in heaven, we thank You for this time. Lord, help us to just get a grip again of the awesome greatness and power and majesty of You. Help us, Lord, especially to pursue that fourth level of life where we would give our hearts to You, and as children that we would simply listen to what we know is right and to do what is right. And as we grow, that we would as we understand more, that we would respond in such a way that we would grow in that life. Bless each child here. We know You will draw them. Help each one to respond to You, and help us all to be faithful to You. We thank You. Thank You so much for the awesome things You've showed us that help us understand. We thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. You can go back to your parents.
There is beyond the azure blue.